Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, a master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with the whole concept of unrest. For us to master any conflict related to whatever it is we're struggling with, we need to use an approach that can move us through those things. And at the end of today's show, I'll be sharing a practice related to how you can heal and resolve any unrest you feel inside. It's helped me through many difficult experiences, and my hope is that it'll help you as well. Now, when it comes to the word unrest, there can be any number of words to use in its place. Words like turmoil, unsettled, troubled, disturbed, agitation, even anxiety. And regardless of whatever we call it, this is about recognizing it for what it is. Unrest exists when there's inner conflict of some kind. We're struggling with something inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. And one of the best ways to explain unrest has to do with using the analogy of sleeping and not sleeping. Now, when's the last time you had a good night's sleep? And how did you feel when you woke up the next morning? If we get a good night's sleep where we feel alert and rejuvenated in the morning, the body feels rested. Now, think of those long nights where you're getting very little sleep for whatever reason. How do you feel when you have to get up the next morning? If we've had a few sleepless nights and we're starting to feel like we're dragging ourselves around, maybe even feeling exhausted, the body feels the unrest. The same concept applies when it comes to the unrest we experience in our daily lives. We're either feeling rested or there's unrest. And this unrest surfaces and physically feels like we've had many sleepless nights. Now, we can have restful sleeps when things are going well in our lives, but when it comes to not sleeping, the reason for our lack of sleep may not be so obvious. Why? Because there's times when we're not sleeping, and the reason for that has to do with our personal problems. The term unrest is more of a generic word and is intended to include anything we struggle with or there's conflict of some kind. Now, unrest is different from our reactions. How? Our reactions surface because of our unrest. We're irritated, the reaction, because of some of our buttons being pushed, the unrest. We get angry, the reaction, because others awaken unrest inside of us. And this is why I consider our reactions as one of the valuable sources of information we have to work with. They let us know when some kind of unrest has been awakened inside. Reactions even lead us directly to that unrest. Things like being irritated or angry only show us the avenue to go down or the link to our unrest related to whatever we're experiencing at the time. And that's why it's important to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and physical body sensations, all of those in relation to the people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. Now think about getting into an argument with a friend and now we feel emotionally upset. The upset surfaced because of the unrest inside of us. What we were arguing about and the unrest inside are two different things, and this is important to hear again. What we were arguing about and the unrest inside are two different things. For example, we're arguing because our friend is trying to get us to change our mind on a decision we made. We don't want to change, which is causing us to feel some unrest inside. Maybe the unrest had to do with us as a child. We didn't get to make many decisions because our siblings continually talked us out of what we wanted. Now in our life, we're taking a stand and we won't let anyone talk us into changing our mind. We argued because our friend was trying to get us to change our mind. And that's different from the unrest related to not getting what we wanted. Here's another example. Let's say for some time now, a couple of our family members have been teasing us, making us the brunt of their jokes. More and more, we're starting to feel irritated when they come around. And on the days they do show up, we easily get angry to the point we choose to spend less and less time with them. Feeling irritated and angry are the reactions to the teasing. Our unrest relates to us not feeling respected and valued as a family member, or maybe even valued as a friend. If we don't feel respected inside, the people outside of us help us to see that in ourselves. And if we don't feel worthy and deserving, we'll attract people into our lives that help us find our way to healing that within. Now, going a little further, to heal and resolve that unrest means we're healing something inside of us. We need to move through the unrest and get to that place inside where we start to respect and value ourselves enough to choose to not allow people like them to treat us that way. And here is the power of healing and resolving unrest. Our reactions surface from inside, leading us to the unrest underneath the reaction. And once healing and resolution takes place, there's a change in our reactions related to the unrest. The unrest itself changes, and every one of our relationships change. Why? Because our energy is totally different now. We have greater respect and value for ourselves, leaving us to now make different choices in our lives. And if I could also add here, this is why some relationships naturally fall away and different people naturally make their way into our lives. And the word naturally is key here. Our energetic vibrations changed, and the universe now works with those changes. I'd like to highlight something. If we get caught up in only working on our reactions, we'll miss an important step in our healing process. To me, healing isn't about only stopping the reactions. We need to look past those reactions, the irritation or the anger, and find our way to what's really going on underneath them. And that's, to me, where the most impact is made when it comes to bringing about the changes we need to make in order to feel more at peace inside. Now, there's many possibilities related to how unrest is expressed, how it tries to get our attention. One time it begins with our crying, and the next time it begins with us thinking about an awful experience we had a month ago. Unrest uses our mind, constantly feeding us repeating troublesome thoughts. We can focus on the thoughts, or we follow the thoughts right to the unrest inside. It uses our emotions, those unsettling negative type emotions. We can try to avoid feeling them, or we can follow the feelings all the way to the unrest. Unrest gets our attention through the spiritual body in the form of continually questioning things in our life, like our relationships and or our purpose. We can get stuck in the questions, or we connect with the unrest underneath them. Unrest definitely uses our physical body with things like aches and pains or cramping to get our attention. We can focus on trying to only remedy the aches and pains, or we can add another step which involves looking deeper into what we're struggling with at the time. And finally, unrest uses our energetic field in the form of feeling drained or unusually heavy. Now let me add here, yes, unrest surfaces through the physical body, that's the most common to us. It also surfaces through our other bodies first. And let me say that again, it surfaces through our other bodies first. Let's go a little further. Using the term unrest helps us with everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. Imagine approaching relationship issues, expressing them as having unrest. For example, instead of saying we argue about money all the time, we say something like there's unrest related to money in our relationship. It doesn't point fingers at any one person. It just indicates there isn't harmony around the topic of money. Now, regardless of who has the issue with money, the unrest exists in the relationship between both parties involved. Imagine approaching things like our aches and pains using the term unrest. For example, when we have to deal with the ongoing pain in our back, we find it difficult to move through or heal the pain. Instead of thinking about healing the pain, imagine about thinking about resolving the unrest which caused the pain to surface in our back in the first place. This is real life stuff. Think about it. Energetically, there's a huge difference between dealing with our upset compared to dealing with the unrest that caused us to get upset in the first place. Now, not everything happens because of unrest. Physically, sometimes we just stub our toes. Mentally, sometimes our negative thinking isn't even our own. Emotionally, sometimes we just need to cry. Spiritually, sometimes we want something greater for ourselves. And energetically, sometimes we just don't feel as energetic as we normally do. It doesn't mean we have to go looking for unrest. It's when we continually experience conflict of some kind with no valid explanation that there's unrest doing what it can to get our attention. Just saying. It has been my experience that our unrest isn't easy to detect. Why? Because we're too close to ourselves, making it harder to know what it is. There isn't enough distance between us and our stuff. Now, knowing that, we also don't have to know what the unrest is about. This is important. That's the gift in all of this. Unrest is something we have to feel, and it needs to be accessed from the inside. We need to connect with it in order for us to heal and resolve it. All bodies are interconnected and influence each other. And that's why it can end up feeling like troublesome thoughts or some kind of sensation such as an ache, a pain, a cramp, or tightness. Now, we're at the part of the show where I'll be sharing a practice with you, one that you can use to heal and resolve unrest. And let me explain a couple of things first. Whenever we do any kind of healing, We need to feel what we're feeling, and this is a tricky one for us. Why? Because when it comes to healing and resolving unrest, we're feeling for whatever is there when it surfaces. We're feeling, and along with that, we're also aware of everything we're experiencing in that moment of awareness. We're aware of any thoughts, any feelings, any sensations in the physical body. We're not trying to analyze or figure them out. We're not trying to stop any part of what's happening. We're just being aware and allowing things to unfold in whatever way they need to in that moment. And how will we know we've done that? We'll know by the way we feel after the experience. We experience what we're feeling, and we stay with the experience until it feels like there's basically nothing left to feel. Another way we'll know, when we think of the unrest again, we no longer react like we did before, which means interactions with others will be different. This is very, very powerful and heals us beyond measure. I know this from personal experience. Now for the practice. It's best to do this when you have a few minutes to yourself and it's safe for you to close your eyes for a period of time. Closing your eyes eliminates the outer world around you and makes it easier to go inside yourself. And if I could add, for any healing practice you do, you're welcome to invoke the presence of your divine before you begin if that's something of importance to you. So there's three steps. I'll share all three steps and then explain each one separately. The first step, well, you need to know what area of unrest you're working with. The second step, you need to become aware of what's going on inside of you. And the third step, your awareness guides you further. So to begin, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. The first step, think of an area of unrest. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be something that really bugs you, makes you really mad when you think of it. Maybe something weighing heavy on your mind right now or an uncomfortable, troubling situation you find yourself in. Think of what it is that you're unsettled about. You'll know you have an area of unrest when you feel some kind of upset inside, maybe even a sick feeling to your stomach. Whatever it is, your thinking causes you to get emotional, and both your thoughts and emotions surface as some kind of sensations in your physical body. You want to connect with that. The second step. Focus your attention on the upset or the unrest. Replay the upset until you begin to feel emotional in some way. Gently move your attention to the area or areas in your physical body where you feel any kind of sensations. This could be aches, pain, tightness. Don't try to stop or change them in any way. In this step, you're acknowledging what you're aware of, that there's some upset, and you're trying to be with where it is. You're also acknowledging that you're aware of the upset and how it expresses itself inside. You're acknowledging that sensations exist, and you're allowing whatever is there to be there. As you move through this practice, it's possible for you to feel multiple sensations or to feel the sensations moving around to different parts of your body. That's very normal. Your energy continues to move through the healing process. So stay focused inwardly and again allow whatever is there to come and go as it needs to. And let me add, I need you to hear this. It's important to know you don't have to do anything other than be aware of what you're experiencing right now. It's like you're getting out of the way and letting your soul do the healing and resolving for you. Awareness is like watching yourself in the mirror as you do this practice. Being aware involves noticing any kind of changes taking place inside, including changes in your thoughts and feelings related to the unrest. Every experience will be totally unique for you, and that's why it's important to grow in awareness. The third step, from there, your awareness guides you further. If thoughts surface, allow them to come and go. If emotions surface, allow them to be there. Any physical body sensations, just notice them and let them move through. If you get any insights or you see or hear things, just observe them and let them move through. You can experience any number of things like feeling overly emotional, having intense pains, or becoming aware of different insights related to thoughts or experiences you've had from the past. If you find you're caught up in overthinking about things, the moment you're aware, gently move your attention away from the thinking and put it back on the areas where you feel sensations in the body. You want to be feeling as opposed to thinking. Now, there's an infinite number of things you can experience just by staying with what's going on inside. And this is why we don't have to know what our unrest is. We only have to connect with it by staying focused inwardly, allowing whatever is there to be there without trying to change, fix, or manipulate any part of the experience. So this is the last step in the practice, and you'll get a sense of knowing when you yourself are done. We can do this practice for any unrest inside and take as long as you need for your own healing. It takes any amount of time to complete and can be performed any time, day or night. Each time you do this practice, you'll experience something totally different. You'll see the total effects of this practice when you experience it for yourself. And if I could add, don't underestimate the power of the simplicity of this practice. It's only the mind that complicates everything. The mind won't let you feel things have healed, and that's normal. Trust yourself that changes have taken place. At first, you might think none of this makes sense to you, and that's okay. Energetic vibrations expressing themselves as unrest don't make sense because there's something beyond the mind. Now, how will you know the unrest has been healed and resolved? After your practice, there'll be changes. The most common way for you to know has to do with your changes related to thinking and feelings, all when you think of the area of unrest you were working with. When you think of that unrest, you won't react like you did before. It almost feels like it wasn't a big deal in the first place. Another way you'll know there'll be a change in how you feel towards yourself and how you interact with the people who had some part in the unrest. You'll be healing deep unrest inside, leaving you to feel a wonderful sense of love and peace for yourself and others. That's a fact. Also consider this. One, or all of your bodies have now gone through a healing process and will appear to be different. Energetically, they'll now begin to right themselves in ways that won't always make sense to you. For example, if you had headaches every day, after a healing, you might find your headaches are gone, or instead of surfacing every day, they might only surface every third day. And here's a side note. It's even possible to move through unrest and not knowingly feel sensations in your physical body, and that can happen. This practice, along with other ones, can be found in my best-selling book, Relatefully. And you can order your own copy from Amazon if you choose. Healing and resolving your unrest is possible when you connect to, acknowledge, and allow whatever is there to be there. Nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. And, you know, if I could also add, if you've tried this practice and still feel there's more, I invite you to also consider this second option. There's times when our unrest has to do with not being able to forgive ourselves for something we did or didn't do. Or times when making things right with others, we need to make things right with ourselves first. And for us to forgive ourselves or another person, we need to connect with the unrest we feel inside of us. Our thoughts guide us to our feelings, and from there we feel the unrest. When we have that feeling, we can ask our divine or a higher power to help us heal and resolve the unrest inside. And here are the words I've been using for years, if maybe you would like to consider using them. They might help you as well. When I'm in a place where I recognize that I've tried everything I can to fix a problem, heal a problem, and it's still bugging me, I'll close my eyes and I'll say, Divine, with your love and your grace, I forgive myself for what I feel. Help me heal and resolve the unrest inside of me. And where I use the word divine, you can easily insert the name of your divine if you choose, or just trust that something more powerful than you is helping you when you say those words. Let go of whatever you're feeling and allow the healing to take place. And I so appreciate that's easier said than done. When we get to that place where we just don't know what else we can do, sometimes those words can help you to move through, move past the unrest, to get to a place where now you really have done everything you can. You tried to fix the problem in the outer world, and now you're going inside and talking to your divine or to something with a higher, greater, more power than we have. It's made a difference in my world. In this show, I've focused on talking about the whole concept of unrest. Now, going forward, I'm going to talk about my unique approach to moving through problems as opposed to staying stuck in them. Next week's show is focused on problem solving. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. And if you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. And if you find that you're struggling continually with unrest and you would love to talk to me about it, please connect with me. My contact information is available at my website. I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.